Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Of course.
And that's it! Now let's do this!
All right, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Enter the Crucible. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew, a.k.a. Mayhew, and I'm joined by...
Clint.
Carter.
Pirate Captain.
Troy.
Jeff.
Adam.
And we are here to talk about our recap of the event of...
Why don't you start that sentence over?
Can I speak now?
I never stopped you from speaking.
Yes, you did. You turned him dirty liar. You did.
Not vocally.
So for this...
it's okay. Wife, don't edit this. This is a bonus episode.
This is the preamble.
The preamble?
The preamble. The preamble.
This is going to be a tough one, folks. So, we need more alcohol.
So for this week's
or
episode,
less.
So for this
true.
Week, so
we're not at that happy meeting.
I seriously hope this isn't edited. This may be the best introduction we have ever had. Welcome to a special bonus 4-hour podcast.
He's just talking.
So for this week, we're going to talk about our recent trip to GigaCon in Marietta, Georgia. I went, so did Jeff and Troy and Carter and Mr. Stewart. We participated in all those games at the Gigabytes
Why
Cafe.
Why is he a mister?
Why wouldn't he be?
I would really like to be Mr. Carter.
Okay.
From now on.
I guess I'll be Dr. Tran.
He's Dr. Tran,
he
so
Dr.
that
Tran.
Works.
Okay, everybody needs to talk into the microphone.
Everybody needs to talk to you.
Please.
I feel I like I'm bitten.
You're allowed to eat Keem Live Pie. It's Mayhew. It's okay. It's your first time.
It's all Mayhew. He does not know how to make love.
Don't be afraid of it, but it's okay because it's your first time. You just want to get up on that.
So this GigaCon thing happened.
Yeah, so we went to GigaCon.
I've heard about it.
We participated in the events. We drove, we left on July 4th day. Drove 7 hours up to GigaCon.
Did you shoot any fireworks off inside the
no,
car?
No, we're losers. We played miniature soldiers instead of having beer and barbecue.
I strapped sparklers in front of my
tradition.
Car. As per America.
America.
We had DQ.
We did have TQ.
I'm sorry. I take it all back.
That is
Dairy Queen.
About as American as you can get.
It was the most awful lunch I've ever
had. Oh, so we went to Dairy Queen once on a road trip, and the lady's name literally was Shaquarius. On her name badge, it was Shaquarius. Shaquarius. Shaquarius.
Sounds right. Sounds accurate.
Okay.
I know that sounds.
This
like
podcast brought to you by Dairy Queen and the NAACP.
I'm sure Shaquarius was from Norway or some.
I never said what
place.
Ethnicity she was.
So I think we have.
Don't try to paint me as a racist.
So, as an aside,
I think we have 30 seconds of usable recording so far.
So far, so we drove the 7 hours to get up there. We made a point. It's like, you know what? It's July 4th. We're going to get barbecue, damn it. And we ended up in a Dairy Queen.
What was that place called? What was it?
It was something grill. It was a...
Oh, it was Stucky's.
It was a bad idea is what it was.
I thought Stucky's was a barbecue place. And
that's
it,
like a
it
shitty
didn't
truck
exist.
Stop.
Yeah, it turns out it's a gas station. No one believed me when I told them.
It was a camouflage Dairy Queen. It was called Stucky's outside. You walk in, it's a Dairy Queen inside. You're like, what the heck is this?
It's glorious is what it
is. Am I to understand that Mehu once again led everybody to a meal at a gas station?
He did. It was a gas station.
To be fair, it was so hard not to find a gas station meal. We were almost to Florida on the way back before we found a non-gas station meal.
The best meal I had all weekend was IHOP.
Yes, this is true.
Maybe at upcoming Gen Con, we stop at Arby's. How about that?
I'd like to give a shout out to the pit stop in Tifton, Georgia, which has excellent barbecue. I guess you missed that one.
We weren't following you.
No one told us.
Play the banjos.
So we drive 7 hours from Orlando, Florida. We drive 7 hours from Orlando, Florida to Marietta, Georgia. We get there. We're like, okay, cool. We're going to play in the hardcore.
5 minute turns suck, by the way.
5 minute turns do suck. And going into the hardcore, I'm not a particular fan of the hardcore. So my thought on what would please me if I was actually playing the hardcore is I took P-Vlad and Double Conquest and Minimum Mechanics, which was not the smartest choice.
Yeah? It didn't work out, did it?
It didn't work out, but it did amuse me. What did you play, Mr. Stewart?
I took P-Sorsha and all the snipers because I didn't bother reading the rules packet that if you kill the caster, you don't get the points for all the battle group. So I went for Assassination, trying to go for Executioner, and yeah, that didn't work out either. I assassinated 3 casters with the Peace Worship Pop and Drop and lost to the more resilient casters.
Well, what did you play, Jeff, in the hardcore? We're just doing quick recap.
Sure. I brought a Tier 4 Harbinger list.
Quicker.
Really? Yes. I brought a Tier 4 Harbinger list with 3 Templars, the Avatar, Vilman, a Paladin, Minimum Choir, and 2 Mechanics. And it turns out an armor skew list is fantastic unless you put your caster out in the open with no focus multiple times.
That seems like something you shouldn't do.
You know what? I was trying to be bold. A lot of people were very confused by my ideas.
Maybe one day you'll be good at this game, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Troy, what did you bring?
I brought a Resnik Knocking on Heaven's Door Tier 3 for fun, trying to do the feat and then kill. Managed to do that one time. I was happy.
We never introduced
Troy. The mystery man.
The mystery man.
People are like, Troy, we never heard that name before, but you have heard us talk about him.
I think the first episode we were talking about him.
Maybe.
It's possible. Dr. Tran, why don't you introduce yourself to the podcast and everybody?
That's Dr. Tran?
Yeah, that's Dr. Tran. And who you are and how long you've been playing War Machine and quick recap of you.
All right, well, my name is Troy. I also go by Dr. Tran. On the forums, I'm known as Wild Vomit. I've been playing Menal since Mark 1.
I didn't even know that.
No explanation needed. Continue.
Been playing Menal since Mark 1. I also play Trolls, 4-star, and I dabble with Quicks here and there.
He actually is a doctor. You know, I'm ruining the suspense, but he's not just, it's not like a slur or anything.
He also is, in fact, a Tran.
Yes, he is in Dr. Tran. The powers combined.
His nickname is accurate. It's just, it's what he is.
It's the way you say it.
Is it?
Really?
Dr. Tran.
You can say that, because you look exactly like him.
Yes, I do. I do indeed. Well, what I played, myself, Carter, as a Peace Gar, because it's not a visual, you know, medium. I have to let people know who's talking, because all our voices sound the same. I played a Peace Gar list with some Bane Knights, some Satixis, Mech Thralls, 2 Necrosurgeons, some Helldivers, and a Pistol Wraith. And I just tried to crush people.
And my name's Carter. I think I'm so cool playing Crix.
I'm so cute. Yes. Hey, guess what? I played like a Mathcaster.
And I sound like Cartman from South Park occasionally. Go in and out.
You sound more like the guy from City Walk.
Oh.
Oh.
That's all he says, right?
Yes.
Yes. In some other words.
The highlights of my game with my Double Conquest list was... Let's see, I played against Epiviros and lost. I played against the one other player who was doing double Colossal. He was doing Stormwall and Galleon.
You lost to that?
Yeah.
All you got to do is kill Gaston.
I think maybe we got one win.
I think you're confused on what the word highlight.
No, you got one win.
No,
you got one.
Are you talking about the weekend?
Oh, you got the bye, sir. You got
I got the bye, yes.
They gave you the pity win.
They gave me the pity win.
And it was the last bye, so you just got to sit around and mope and sit on your failure.
The hardcore was not good to me.
This has been my favorite part of the segment so far.
My favorite part is when Carter makes fun of Mayhew and he's got key lime pie on his face.
Yes. 2J's key lime pie. We're also brought to you by 2J's. That is the best dessert on the planet.
I really need to start seeing those checks for all these sponsors that we're getting.
It smells good. I haven't had any.
All right, your story was boring. How about somebody that, you know, won a game?
Before we leave... before we leave the hardcore... Does anybody here who's participating in the hardcore have any sort of funny antidote or story regarding it?
Antidote?
I was playing against Liam Piver in his Gorton list. I had his caster knockdown, stationary, and black hole at the same time and promptly lost.
So, nice.
Don't do that.
That's impressive.
Don't black oil casters.
Yeah, if you black oil, stationary, knockdown, and caster, you're probably about to lose.
You took on the dwarves. Yeah. That's your problem.
That didn't work for me.
I learned that Eris is an invisible black spot in my vision occasionally.
That's racist.
I just moved, yes, yes, everything's racist.
Also, there are no extensions in the newest
hardcore. There are no extensions in new hardcore. I found that out, and I took an extension in the first round, and I found out afterwards that was not allowed. So I went to my opponent and let him know. He took one too, so I guess it bounced. I was like, hey, I'll take the loss.
we both cheated, so it evens out.
And Akira was a super nice guy. So he's like, don't worry about it, man. Just keep on going, so... I should probably read all the rules.
It's so hard for you, though.
I know. I'm squinty and focused. Thanks, Glenn.
I wasn't going to say that. I was saying...
I had to, because you just said it. You set it up. All right.
So, anybody else?
I have actually nothing to add to my hardcore games as far as this.
Okay. Well, how'd you do, Jeff? How'd you do in the hardcore?
I don't actually remember.
Well, I take it.
He passed out. He blacked out.
Yeah, it was not great. I mean, I know I won more games than Mayhew, but
I went
3-2.
I did what I usually do at a convention and run into Brian White.
Oh,
and lose.
I went 2-3.
Yeah, I lost to Brian White first round.
Yeah. Oh, first round. That's nice. Congratulations.
How could you guys just keep losing to these Georgians? They like don't even have schools up there.
Yeah, because they spend all their time playing War Machine.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that is their education.
But how do they read their cards? I mean, they're like 50% illiterate, right?
I'm just kind of looking at the visual of our like demographic of listeners, and just Clint just slowly just scratching off groups of people that will listen to the podcast.
We still had white people.
There will be one group of people listening to this, and they will love it. And we will all go shave our heads together with Matt. Matt will get it started.
My God.
Referring to other Matt, not me, just to clarify.
Yeah, you're Mayhew.
I think it's important to know that Clint's opinions do not necessarily reflect the other members of Enter the Crucible.
At all.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get to, after the hardcore, and I think I dropped after the fourth round, after... like abysmal dice in certain times. And, you know, Double Conquest was just an awful idea.
And by drop, you mean you got
to
buy.
I am really tired of listening to you losing at the hardcore.
Yeah. Okay.
So
we get to our hotel room. We didn't realize
he lost again at the hotel room.
Smoking hotel room.
Because he had to share a bed with Carter.
Look, ours had fleas. So.
Yours had fleas.
Oh, yours had fleas?
We are clearly not promoting Expedia, because when you look for a hotel from them, sure, they'll give you the ratings from like 2011, 2012. But they don't give you the option for smoking or non-smoking. They then don't tell you at all when you get there that your room's a smoking room until you walk in the door. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my jeans still smell like nicotine, tobacco, or like a wash.
Oh, I have a bag of clothes in my trunk that are in plastic bags to avoid that whole process.
So we got there, we slept. So when we started the qualifier,
did you dream at all?
Qualifier next round.
Did you have any nice dreams?
I did. I dreamt of victory, which was an ironic dream.
Yeah, nightmares.
At least you got some of it while you were sleeping.
So we started playing in the qualifiers. Now the format for the qualifiers were they lumped everybody up into one big tournament, and once they got to top eight, they cut those to top eight so they can finish out the tournament so they could win. And then start a whole nother tournament, playing it out until they could cut to top eight. Cut to the
the second tournament to top eight, finish it out, and then they were going to do random team tournaments that night.
I believe we had 40 people in the first tournament.
Yep, 40 in the first round.
40 in the first round. So,
were there 40 in the first round?
I believe so, yeah.
40?
40.
Might have been 40.5.
Was it 40? 40.5.
Well, Jeff was.
Was there a midget
Jeff
there?
Was there.
It's what it was whatever number needed so that at a certain point.
Sorry, little person. I know that's that's your word, Jeff. Sorry, we can't say that word. That's your word.
The tournament got to the tournament, whatever the number was, where the tournament could get 5 undefeateds and then 3 2-1s. So the people who qualified from the first tournament were the people where 5 of them were undefeateds and then 3 of them were 2-1s.
You said that already.
Yeah. I played Convergence and Cirrus. I played the Centurion tier that I recently took to Palm Bay. And I also took a infantry-heavy Lucant
list. None of these people have ever heard about the Palm Bay.
No, the Palm Bay tournament. We shared the videos of the Palm Bay tournament.
Oh, yeah, we did. Facebook. Never mind. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So
they're on our Facebook.
We're better than we thought we were.
Palm Bay's a good store, man. Lots of cool people.
It is a good store.
See Mihu and Mihu fail epically on the top table.
Right, but we still went to Palm Bay and got first, second, and third.
Yep.
So.
And I drove.
Hooray us.
Jeff got it.
You're in the video, which is one of my favorite Enter the Crucible pictures ever. First, second, third, and then Clint going, ha!
Yeah, and I clearly delineated who was Carter if you couldn't tell. Yeah,
thank you for photobombing us and chauffeuring us to and from the
You're welcome.
Location.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Both things I'm very good at.
If this weekend has taught me anything, is that at least one person will chauffeur victory in our group, and that was me during GigaCon.
You did drive.
I did drive.
Everybody's got to pitch in their own way.
Yes. I took the Lucant, I took Centurion tier, and I took Lucant with infantry because I built a Lucant list that could play against Krix well, but still match up well against other factions. Which was the exact same list I took to Palm Bay and took first in. So I felt decently comfortable about my lists, and I took them in there. So, go around the table, Drew, what list did you bring to the qualifier?
I took a Peace Scar list. Pretty infantry heavy with the Kraken, and then I took Epic Gorshade 3 with both units of Cav, going for heavy assassination. Drop Peace Scar against Butcher 3,
we'll go around round table. Yeah, Jeff, what do you bring?
I will try to keep mine as short as I can because there's two videos already posted with both lists. My Harbinger list, which was in my second video that I was in, and my Kraken 2 Tier 4, which is in the first video we ever posted.
Okay, the Harbinger with the Flamebringers and then Tier 4.
The lists were identical to what was on the videos.
Right, what did you bring?
I brought a Testament list with both Cav, and I think I brought an EPR list I'd never used.
Okay. Relevant.
Good work. Yeah, I brought a Pete Ninny shooting list, the exact same one I played in Into the Crucible, I think the second week. I hate that list. Yes, Clint hates it. Getting size of him.
There's literally nothing in Trolls that could stop. I just sounded like Mike, isn't it?
Yeah, you
didn't
did.
Didn't I?
Yep.
There is nothing in my list. He doesn't sound like that.
I hear there's a warlock, but can I dig in your entire
Can I call
army.
You Eeyore?
I hear that. I hear that, too.
That'd be pretty good against shooting.
And my second list was a Peace Scar army, which is just pretty much my hardcore list with 15 more points of support.
All right, for round one, I faced off against Jesse Farmer, who, as a side note, is a fantastic person to play against. It was an awesome game, and it was a really close game where I
He was playing for America.
He was playing for America. Like, every other line was for America while he was doing it. It was 4th of July weekend, so everything has to be for America. He kicked my ass with Butcher 3 for America. I dropped some...
When's the Japanese Independence Day, Carter?
I think we were always dependent.
Scratch off Japan.
On rice.
I don't know history.
So I dropped the Centurion tier. It was a really close game. It came down to basically the fact that anything I put into a zone, Butcher would just kill, and Jesse was really good about pressuring zones with Butcher and
Wait, he was using Butcher and he was saying for America?
Yes.
Well, you know, Orsus.
He was on a better side of it than my playing a robot army.
He's playing the alternate future where we lost the Cold War.
Yes, and the Russians took us over.
Yes.
I think I saw that on Sliders once when I was a kid.
Wow. You know, I think we need to sidetrack and just talk about Sliders. Was a fantastic
television
series.
I never saw Sliders.
And
is that the show about the little burgers?
I didn't. He's bringing up Netflix right now to watch Sliders.
Is that really on Netflix?
All right. He's checking. So Stuart.
Stuart is done with this podcast.
Again, welcome to the 4-hour bonus.
So we're going to start a new podcast where we comment on watching an episode of Sliders.
He's playing it right now on his pad.
All right, we got Sliders going. I'm done with this.
All right, so Stuart, what was your first round?
I'm so glad we have internet in my house.
First round,
for these
I played
moments.
Akira and his Butcher 3, and it basically came down to I forgot Greylord Turnian's head sprays, and so he cleared out.
Isn't
my
that kind of all they do?
Only generally Cloud and occasionally Ice Cage.
Yeah,
and you know I played Kador and completely forgot the head sprays, so Butcher 3 got to Scar, and that was that.
So Jeff, what was your first round like? Say it. I'm going to make you say it.
I don't actually remember.
So if you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, you played Jeff in the first round of the GigaCon Masters Qualifier.
Don't worry, they're not listening.
No, they're not listening. No, we lost him at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
We lost him with a Georgia comment, I'm pretty sure.
please
no, I don't actually even remember which list I dropped my first game.
Did you lose or win?
I won.
Well, apparently, your opponent was not worth remembering.
It's probably Harvey.
Smashed him, got your win, moved on.
You are
on.
So disrespectful to your
opponent.
And I'm
going to regret that comment when I forget the games that I played, which are upcoming.
What I feel I need to point out is I like to talk about how our recording schedule may not match up with what happened. This has only been, a little less than a week since
Six
the tournament.
Days.
This is one that's legitimate. Jeff is just a moron, apparently.
We love each other so much.
But
hey,
he's
Troy,
so cute.
You remember your first round?
Yes, yeah. Troy, what's your first round?
I fought against Gatsby 2 with Testament. Pretty much, I was up on control points, and if time finished probably about 10 minutes or 5 minutes before, I would have won, but then he eventually won on control points.
Fair enough. And
stupid
Carter?
Cricks.
I got revenge on Master Shake, who spanked my butt in the hardcore. He, round 2 killed me with the... Yeah, well, we played a game, too, and he also... he also did that. But he just... That was the game where I forgot Eris existed, you know, and just shot all...
Like, in the game?
12, yeah, she shot
like
all,
in the game of War Machine?
She shot all 12 focus off Scar like it was nothing. Who was just standing out in the open in aim range of Eris, and then a... what's a Dwarf Colossus? I forget the name of the digging thing.
The Earthbreaker?
Yes, the Earthbreaker. The thing that knocks you down when you don't have a Statixis captain sitting nearby and
yeah.
just kills you
yes,
dead.
I thought you won your first round.
No, this is the hardcore game.
Okay.
So I'm explaining the glorious revenge that I got on him. Then we did P. Denny versus Raven. I walked forward, popped my feet, and failed epically to assassinate him. Then he failed epically to assassinate me under his feet, which is wonderful. And then I just killed him. So that was a good story.
Okay. Good story.
For me, at least.
Jeff just figured out who he played.
Yeah, I don't remember who, but my first game was against a red player, and it was like the longest grind out.
Was it the red player with the big black Hyperion?
No, it was not.
Were you eyeing that
I'm
big
really
black
glad
Hyperion?
You finished that sentence.
But no, it was the longest grind out against a red player I've ever played against. He was playing, what's the caster floating?
Assyria.
Assyria.
Thank you.
Nobody knows.
Played Assyria, and
we may have discovered that last podcast.
Yeah, it just took god awful forever to kill off all the sentry guys, the honor guard or whatever. I don't know much about the red.
Yeah, sure.
Guard.
We'll go with that.
Those guys,
honor guard.
You just know the sound it makes when it dies.
Was this the game where you were blinded lighting and you never cast any spells?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, with my harbinger list.
All spells.
Because I didn't ever read the card.
It's usually an issue.
It is. I still won.
Dirty red.
Sorry.
So, for the second round, I got paired up against another Kador player, and
so
I got paired up
0 for 5 at this point, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I'm playing
Let's
against...
continue the saga.
We're good friends.
Oh, yes. I'm playing against another Butcher 3 player. This time, because I've already taken a first round loss, I'm like, you know what? I'll drop the second list. So, I drop Lucant. He gets really mad at my armor and decides to charge into the middle of my army with Butcher, and pop his feet to kill a bunch of stuff, fails to kill an Enigma Foundry and sitting in front of my entire armory with one focus. So I'm like, sweet, knock him down, I spray him a bunch, he lives, I lose the game.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is 0 for 6 for the weekend of this?
0 for 6. So
I'm so glad you're keeping Clint's streak alive while he's not there.
Yes, I was the Clint of
the
tournament.
Last tournament I won a game.
You had to think about that game, make sure you won it.
I did.
So Adam?
Second round I played a Matthew who also played Convergence and dropped Igor Shade, I believe. Or Peace Guard, I really don't remember. I dropped one of those against him.
50-50 shot. I mean,
won the game.
It worked.
I really don't remember much other than that.
The weekend is a haze when you play 5 million games in 2 days, 3 days.
Jeff?
Yeah, my second game, I dropped my Kratos 2 tier against a Scorn player, Joe. I don't remember the caster by name because there's...
What did he do?
It was the tier list... I believe that was all the medium.
Xerxes.
Yes.
Fist of Halak?
Yes, it was 2 units of...
You got fisted, didn't you?
...of this Incendiari. No, actually, the game went really, really well. It's just, for whatever reason, my dice rolls were really against me. And even on my feet turn, I was, with a ridiculous amount of weapon masters, I couldn't break the armor on his stuff. He did a really, really good job of keeping everything base-to-base. He made real good use of the scenario that was on the table, and I just was just losing guys left and right.
That guy's a pretty good player, too.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of his games, because that Fist of Halak army was like, oh, that's cool. Like 30 medium-based infantry dudes. That was interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot. And his dice rolls were fantastic. I mean, he's like, okay, I need this to hit, this to kill. Done. This to hit, this to kill. Done. It was really, really consistent. It's like,
how's it feel?
I got nothing.
You don't even deny it.
So, Dr. Tran, your second round?
I played against the North Dakotan guy who played Thagrosh 2, and I played with Testament. Testament just overran him.
Awesome. Cool. And Carter?
I had a pretty good game against Corey Hockman, who's an awesome guy to play against. And he was playing the Evale tier with 3 Angelius, and I dropped Peace Gar, and I did what I usually do when I lose. I get greedy. I was like, I was spinning the dark guidance tokens, even though I really shouldn't have. And even as I spent them, I was like, this is going to kill me. I think I had a chance to kill. I had all his beasts in combat with Bane Knights and Mechanthralls. I think I had a chance to kill all 5 of them. Granted, that's a crappy chance, but I figured I'd get at least 3. I only killed 1, and that's all it took. Double Blitz Assassination came my way, so he fought a good game and he won.
So round 3, I get faced off against Matt, who was playing Convergence. So both of the 2 Convergence players there were faced off against each other. So I drop Lucant, he drops Lucant. That game takes 8 hours. I
just
blacked out.
I watched that game. Super boring to watch because you both had
the worst game ever,
or whatever your necrosurgeons are called.
I kill 1 dude.
Yeah.
I reanimate 1 dude. Just,
y'all sat there.
I kill
hours,
one of your dudes.
Sitting there, it looked like.
I was able to win that game because I was able to take out the Prime Axiom after his feat turn between one of my... Because I didn't have a Prime Axiom mine. Between my Inverter and Lucant himself took out the Prime Axiom. And I had Reductors and he didn't, which is what was the tipping point. I was able to keep bringing back Sprays, which killed more than his Obstructors that he was keep bringing back. But it was just a long, slow grind.
Yeah, and he seemed like a cool guy, but that game is awful to watch.
He had Obstructors? Are those the small-based?
Yeah, they're the small-based Shield Wall.
The Shield Wall?
Yeah, I told him, like, when we were playing in the 35 point the next day, I'm like, if we face off against each other, I'm just going to drop, and you're going to get the best in Convergence. I don't care. We're not doing this again. So
my last matchup of the this tournament, I played against Master Shake, and this time he brought his Raven. He actually list chickened me very well. He dropped Evirus, Virus 2, Griffin Spam, knowing that I had Peace Scar, and I dropped my Gorshade list. And I found out that Imperatus has sidestep, and it almost cost me the game.
Ah.
He was about 1/32nd of an inch away from catching my caster with a Mat 13 PAL 25 Imperatus with 3 focus left on it. So yeah, it came down to 1/32nd of an inch, and then I charged the caster with Ghostling, killed him.
Yeah, that 16th of an inch cost me 8th place to qualify.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that strength of schedule. Needed it.
Jeff?
Third game was against Saren.
Who was playing Saren?
Fantastic question.
All right.
Some dude.
There are 40 people there. Having to remember multiple names is difficult.
All right, I understand.
It was a good game. I mean, we ended up with a lot of questions. We had to have the judge over a couple of times because there was times you're like a millimeter from being in, right at the distance to make a certain attack go off. It was a close game, but to be honest, I didn't have a matchup that I brought that really dealt with Saren's feet, and that cost me big time.
And I'll say, I'll just comment, as far as judging goes, I felt it was a pretty solid judging the weekend. Like, they had enough people walking around, enough people who are running the tournament, and I feel like they made some pretty fair calls. I had a couple, you know, can a judge measure this measurement, because it's a big deal, and I was pretty happy with that.
Now, is David Kelly, I believe his name
was? David Kelly, and he had the other press ganger up there helping him out, too, so that was cool.
Yeah, no, though they put on a really good, solid event, as far as, like, judging and rules-wise is concerned.
Everything else was just...
Yeah, atrocious. Oh, my gosh.
No, just kidding, I wasn't there.
We'll get back to that.
It was good.
Dr. Tran?
I don't care.
Round three?
If I offend them, they're Jordans.
So, I played using Testament again, and most people don't know how to play against Testament. So I played the one girl at the tournament who was actually kind of new to War Machine in general.
What's her name?
Don't remember anybody's name.
See, it's not just me.
I believe her name is Megan.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. Apparently her name was Megan. And she told me from the get-go...
Was it Shaquarius?
No, she wasn't.
Dang.
She told me from the get-go that she's never played
really
against War Machine
Aquarius.
In a tournament before. So, playing against that, and I guess she never realized how fast daughters on horseback are and Avengers are, and... Yeah, and she was playing Assyria, so she never got to use her feet. Yeah, it was bad.
When women don't realize how fast you are, it's normally not a good thing.
Okay. It was a reach. I applaud the effort.
So my name... I forget the kid's name. It was a younger guy. He was a really nice guy. He was playing Butcher 3, and I figured he'd drop that. I dropped my P Denny, which usually does well against Butcher 3. There's a lot of dirty tricks you can do to shut him down. And he kind of just...
Like shoot him in the face?
Yeah, that usually works out well. You know, put Crippling Grasp on...
Feeted and Crippling Grasp?
They always take Eris. My favorite thing to do with Butcher 3 is they always take Eris. And Adam Stewart taught me this. You put Crippling Grasp on the unit, and then you kill both dogs. So you leave Butcher 3 with Crippling Grasp, and the only way he has to knock it off is to shoot him with Eris and get rid of all his focus.
Ooh, that's actually good.
Yeah, it's a funny... It's like, here's the Sophie's Choice right here. But he kind of just ran Butcher right at me, and he put him in charge, ran to the Leviathan, so I dropped him, put Parasite on him, get the Leviathan on him, and we just mop up from there.
So after this round, they cut to top eight. Three non-undefeateds went to the top eight, and they decide in their infinite wisdom to ship Captain Crew for his playthings, which I think is an excellent idea.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
It was very late at that point already.
I was jealous. I think Corey Hockman came out on top of the ship captain crew round, so that was nice.
Well, the thing about this Masters was that placings were... They had to have placings at the very least, because that was going to determine seedings for the actual Masters themselves.
Which I thought was interesting, actually, seeding the Masters.
Seeding is a good idea.
Yeah.
But it only works if people are actually playing their games, not just rolling ship captain crew.
This is true, yeah. I don't know. I would much rather have multiple heats, but that's a discussion for another time. So now none of us have qualified for Masters yet, so now we're going into qualifier. Thanks to Stuart. We're going into the second qualifier, which is now, because of how many people that are there, you have to win two games to get into Masters or you're out. That you have to win the next two games.
Do or die.
So I get Akira first round, and he drops Butcher 3.
Yes.
For my third time today.
Uh-huh.
I drop Cynthirion again and be like, you know what? It worked so well the last time because I maintained the same list. He was able to get Butcher 3 to my Prime Axiom and kill it because it was a scenario where I had to put Prime Axiom forward, ground out my army, and at a certain point in that game, I forced him to kill Cynthirion because I ran Cynthirion directly at him.
Nice.
Because I'm like, if you don't kill me, at least I have a chance to win this game.
You pulled the Arnie.
Kill me on me out.
Yeah. So that was my round. That was my round one of the second turn.
So we're what, 1-7 at this point? Well, who's counting? Hey, yes. Adam, how'd you?
So when I started the second tournament, I kept the same list.
Typical Asian superiority complex.
I played the Convergence player that I played in the first tournament. The other, not the one I'm sitting next to, but the other Matthew Convergence player.
There's a lot of cock in this tournament.
Two cocks.
I dropped Peace Gar against him and slowly ground him down. I did learn something after the game. Killshot is only on living models, not other models. So my Kraken shot him one time at near the end of the game. I would not have been able to because I killed it off a Jack. So Kraken can only killshot off living models. So,
Jeff?
Does anybody remember who I played the first game?
No. Mm-mm. I did not play that.
I know I dropped Kryos 2 again. I just don't remember who I played.
Was it Trolls?
No.
Scorn.
So was it Scorn?
Jeff do something very memorable.
Was it Circle?
I forget you.
I remember the next game.
Was it?
Wow, you just totally forget people.
All right, Troy.
I do. I won, though.
I kept the same list again. I fought a guy who was using Striker 2. My best caster is actually Testament, so I threw him at him, and it was a grind. It came down to dice down. He had a storm wall in the zone. I had my battle engine plus my one jack that the Reckoner apparently it's sort of useful. And the only reason I won is because I kept reviving a bunch of things and I had more points in the zone.
I think I remember watching Dash Down on that. That was pretty impressive grind game. Yeah,
I just pretty much like I had the unit of daughters left.
A lot of your games went to Dice Down over the weekend with the Testament.
And I just pretty much, since I could raise them back up and be over the threshold of half a unit, then I was fine.
Nice.
So Carter?
What was the guy who run the 35-point tournament?
Corey Hawk. Corey ran the 35.
Did he?
You talking about the hardcore?
No.
Corey ran the hardcore.
Sean Massaro, I believe.
Yeah, that's the guy I played in the first round, and he was running E-Lich. I put P. Denny down, which is a pretty decent matchup. And once again, second time, I moved P. Denny forward, feated. I had forgot to move the Arc Node before P. Denny, which was, crap, I can't believe I just did that. That's so bad. And I just camped. I positioned my Arc Nodes in front of Urso, so he couldn't slam me with his Helldiver and feed on me with Egaspi. And despite the fact I forgot to move Arc Node, I had a pretty good turn. Shot all the Bane Knights dead, all 10 of them dead with the Nest, just one for one. I feed on his whole army, and he brought it back and kind of made some mistakes and did not get a quality turn. Granted, he was under P. Denny's feet, but he was looking to try and feed on me. He had Tartarus, which was in curse range, and just couldn't quite do it. So my next turn, I was able to assassinate Gatsby because he had only left him with one focus, and he left a very narrow. He put two clouds out, and he was trying to hide behind the objective, but he had a little bit of narrow line of sight, so I popped him, and Nis walked up, just killed him dead.
All right, so for my second game of the second qualifier is a drop because I was done with it for the day.
Yeah.
So, Stuart?
So my second game, I was actually matched against Dr. Tran.
Hola.
And we played Gorshade 3 versus Testament, so Revive versus Mockery. That was a long, grindy game that went to Dice Down. And the short version is...
which is our favorite version.
He revived more than I did, and he won on points left on the board when tiebreakers were tallied up.
I believe the NC Gun Bunnies podcast were there, and they actually recorded that game on video.
Yeah, it might be on video at some point.
I don't know. I'll post it on Facebook if I see it pop up online.
I also learned that Covenant of Menoth has Spell Ward, because I did about 10 points of damage to that stupid book.
Oh, and the Hierophant can heal.
And it was watching that game go to Dice Down because I'm rooting for both of you, because Team Florida needs to get into Masters, but it's like watching Gorshade go, okay, I'm going to charge these two cab to win the game, and Dice Down. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that game, Vectrian?
I mean, knowing about how the how to play the scenario would be nice. Both of us forgot how to play the scenario.
Yeah, Destruction, you can sack pawn, basically. If the scenario objective dies, you can have another model nearby.
So apparently we just, both
and
of us...
And we completely forgot about
both
it.
Both of us ignored it.
And either one of us could have potentially used that to great advantage had we been paying attention.
Does that remove from play the objective?
Nope.
No, it destroys.
No, nope.
So the objective heals, and the model that gets
it's an auto win for Kricks.
Yeah.
So either one of us can bring it.
That's
right
true.
Back.
Yeah. Well, either. Yeah. Okay. Testament or Crix. Or
so,
Maylock.
So that gets Troy qualified for Masters. Jeff, what was your second game?
Oh, I think I can field this one. I don't remember.
I played the fifth.
I dropped Harbinger, and yeah, that's about it.
But I won.
I did, but it was actually Harbinger against Butcher 3, which was Akira playing that. Ended up assassinating Butcher with the Knight Seneschal.
I'm pretty sure you just made that up.
I've got Akira on Facebook. I'm going to ask him to cross-reference this.
Okay, that's fine.
So, Carter?
I had probably the best game of the weekend for me against Max Lemon. I think that's how you say his last name.
It's awesome. Like the heavy breathing when you're pregnant, kind of Lemon?
Yeah.
Lemons.
There you go.
Sorry.
Fantastic opponent. Good guy. He dropped Harbinger. I dropped Peace Gar. I kind of list checking me a little bit. I think he had Ifior, so I was worried. I didn't want to drop Pete Denny, which would have been a great matchup against Harbinger. Yeah.
So everything dies.
I don't want to get set on fire and just die to fire over the course of 2 turns. So Peace Gar was not the matchup I really wanted, but it just kind of what happened. And I spent about 4 rounds getting my face stomped in by the Minoth army, and I just tried to ground it down, hovering her, martyred him. And eventually she got down to about 2 life and had to heal back up, which is what I was waiting for. And that's when Peace Gar ran in there and hit her with the Sack Strike, because that was really the only chance I had. And I rolled well enough and killed him with the Sack Strike. But, yeah. Man, that was a crazy game. I barely pulled that one out.
Actually, Mayhaw, I'd totally like to start mine over, because I was wrong.
What was it?
Go figure.
All right.
You're going to have to edit all of this so it looks like it's in
nope.
order.
Nope.
It was
we are a non-edited podcast.
Akira with his Butcher 3 list, with my Harbinger list, I won on control points 5-0.
Okay.
The book, time and time again, makes a difference against that list.
Oh, yeah. I hate that damn book. Just shuts them down.
I think I watched that game. You had you put the book and 2 Wreckers in the center zone, because it was that center zone scenario, and just waited it out. Let things resolve itself.
Pretty much.
That night, so they cut to top 8. Again, made the wise decision for those top 8 to dice off ship captain crew.
I will say that I had a hard-fought second place. Yeah,
congratulations.
He did. He ran. He rolled the ship captain crew to an 11.
So you were the captain? Roll.
What's that? It's another guy got an 11, and then we did a tiebreaker, and I lost. So I guess I'd be like the first mate.
And I'm sorry, that person, I forgot his name. I posted it on our Facebook of who won that particular Masters qualifier, quote-unquote. But yeah, congrats to him and Corey Hockman for winning those qualifiers.
Yes. We're terrible at this.
Yeah.
Jeff, didn't you get third? Am I remember
I
that?
Did.
Yeah, you got third, that's right. And the ship captain crew off. Yeah, Troy got fifth.
And May who drove.
And May who drove. So we, meaning me, Jeff, and Carter, wanted to see the UFC fight that night.
Oh, wait, before we go on, mm-hmm. I must tell a quick story. I'm shorten it down a little bit. Okay. I saw the most bullshit, I cursed, shit, comeback I've ever seen in any War Machine game ever.
This story is awesome.
Yeah, Corey Hockman is playing against Joe. He has his P-Veil versus Fist of Halak. Xerxes is sitting on 3 control points, 3 Fury, Defender's Ward. Corey, all he has left is Typhon and Angelius, his caster, and like a Spell Martyr. That's it. Nothing is even in run range to contest the objective. This game is a lock. He runs his Spell Martyr up to within Rampage of range. He has Joe has the bird, what's it called?
Arcadon.
He has the Arcadon. He rampages the Arcadon, who turns around and swings at Xerxes, and crit pitches a Defender's Warded Xerxes towards Typhon, who like runs out of combat with a bunch of Weapon Master medium-based infantry, doesn't lose a system, or a spiral, and then proceeds to spell him death, or spray him 3 times, gets him down to 1 transfer, and like 8 life left. The Angelius runs out of combat with a bunch of Weapon Masters, takes a bunch of damage, only knocks out his mind. All he has to shoot is a knockdown Xerxes, so he needs 2s to hit on the 1 die, gets him barely in range of his gun, he hits him, and barely knocks him down, just rolling bonkers to kill Xerxes. That was just nuts. hitting a Defender's Warded Xerxes with a rampage.
And didn't he, when he, because he qualified for Masters in the second game, didn't he intentionally take a zero just so
I don't
he
know.
Match up against... I,
when the
I
guy
want
was
to say
cause,
it.
Because Corey got first, right?
Yeah.
In the bracket. And everybody knew that. And when Joe came up to Ship Captain Crew, he's like, I want last place. I want last place. I think he was seeking revenge on Corey.
So,
wait,
again,
Jeff just remembered another one of his games.
Yeah, he did. So, Jeff...
Game one of the second qualifier was against a Scorn player that had the Colossal, and I remembered it
the
because
mammoth.
When
mammoth.
Carter... The Mammoth.
Mammoth.
When Carter... Mammoth. I'm sorry, it's a gargantuan.
No, you said it right.
That's fine. But when... anyway, when Carter said about the critical pitch thing or whatever, I remembered that because I charged a Fire Salvation that had all the focus in the world on him at the stupid Mammoth, and he had his Animus up, which allowed him to swing at me, and he rolls double fours, which critical pitch me out in the middle of flipping nowhere.
Nice.
But you want to just go last so that all these other games will remind
maybe,
you what your other
but
games
are? Maybe, but I did, you know, you take two full units of Bastions on a feat turn and charge it, it goes away, so.
True.
And coming next week is the rest of Jeff's games at GigaCon.
No, actually that's all of them, I think.
You forgot, like, a Masters tournament.
Oh, yep. I know those two. Yeah,
so, speaking of.
So, Jeff, me, and Carter go on an epic trip through Narnia to try and find a UFC game in Marietta,
oh
Georgia.
God. UFC fight, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was a lot of backyard wrestling brawls you could have go seen, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but none of them were open.
There was volleyball and some blonde chick singing that told... Never mind.
Yeah, that's just... true.
Hey, y'all want to play volleyball?
That's how they all sound, right?
We ended up finding the games, watching them, and then doing the responsible thing of going back to the hotel room and sleeping. Stuart, on the other hand...
Yeah, I'm a glutton for punishment here. So I signed up for the random team tournament, because, you know, why not? And so this is one where you build a 35-point list and get a random teammate for the tournament. My teammate was Liam Not Piver. I don't remember his last name.
Oh,
Liam, and it's Not Piver.
Well, he put Not Piver on his.
Yeah,
he was the guy who played in hardcore.
Say Liam Not Piver.
By the way, his models are beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal painter. Yeah.
Does he have the gray Signar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I played.
He won best.
The Stormwalls in is amazing.
He is actually the one that taught me that. What's her name? Rifle chick from Signar.
Kara Sloan.
He's the one that taught me that Windwall doesn't do anything against Kara Sloan.
So he helped originate the Clint's Cat.
Yeah, he's the original, yeah. His Signar are beautiful.
I got I had P. Denny Shooty list, and he had a P. Thagrosh Warspear list. And when P. Denny cheats, those Warspears do dirty, dirty things to everything in front of them. And so we played a P. Haley, P. Arusk. E. Haley, P. Arusk list, and tear it apart, and then we play a Chromac Rias list, and it did not go well for them either. So we ended up winning the team tournament.
Bless you.
With our dirty, dirty combinations.
Didn't you not lose a beast?
Thagrosh never had a chance to feat, because Thagrosh did not lose a beast the entire tournament. Generally, Denegar was running in the middle of the board, feeding on everything, and not caring whether I die, because all the war spears... Because
you knew he was going to mop up.
Beasts, yeah, all the war spears and beasts would clean up whatever got to me.
Question, I've never played...
I didn't die either.
I've not played in a two-headed tournament, right? Because you both were on the board
at
the
same time. And so what we did is we each had 35 points. We had 12 minutes for our team to go, and we could do simultaneous activations as long as they didn't directly affect it. So if I'm running my War Witch on this side of the board, he could have the worst spears on this side of the board go. All the other teams in the tournament would just take a side. So I take this half of the board, their teammate would take the other half. We were the only team that actually integrated our armies completely.
Yeah, which is the right way to do it.
And so Thagrosh and P. Denegar were buddy-buddy the whole tournament.
Okay, so let's say P. Denny dies.
If P. Denny dies and we go to dice down...
All her jacks go away.
Yes.
Or well, they go
all
inert.
I had Death Jack, and Death Jack was way up front being super obnoxious so the worst spears could get up there. And so I really would only lose an arc.
But all your units stay around, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Just keep all the units. So the Nis Hunters, Gorman, the Warwitch Siren, the Pistol Wraiths, all the other dirty fun crick stuff.
So killing one caster is not that big of a deal.
Depends.
It depends. So, for instance, in our second game, I killed Chromac. We killed Chromac at the top of two because he got very aggressive. And
well, that's probably, project. Yeah.
And so we got Chromac, two Stalkers, and a Gorax on the top of two.
That's catastrophic.
That's a big deal.
That's all he took at that point level.
He had some other boring circle stuff, like I think shifting stones and
boring circle stuff.
The spear chucking ladies, whatever they're called.
Don't judge circle.
Oh.
Did that hit a little? Whoa! Did that hit a little too close to home, Clint?
I think we're talking about Tharn blood trackers.
Those are the ones that chuck spears. Then yes,
yes,
he is from
Tharn blood trackers.
It's probably no surprise to you that he is from Mississippi.
Stuart has no comment.
Tried really bad to come back to that one. Couldn't.
So all Sunday right. morning we wake up.
One state at a time.
We're just going to offend the whole South today.
So how about me and you go through the 35 point real quick and then we'll get to the Masters.
Okay, so as two of the few people who didn't qualify from Florida, Mahu and I played in the 35 point. I chose a P. Denny assassination list and a Gorshay 3 assassination list because I wanted the tournament to be over. I was ready to go home. So I was playing super, super aggressive with all my lists.
Well, you were up until 2 a.m. the night before.
Yeah.
Playing War Machine.
And I had a 7-hour drive on the way back. So, round one, I get matched against Andy Murray, who was playing Retribution for the first time. He's a fantastic Legion player. Not so much with Retribution.
He'll get there.
Yeah, well, I think he just got talked into playing Ossian and had no idea what half his stuff did. And Gorshay quickly
like my
spell assassinated him.
Every game I play.
I took an Axis list that had two reciprocator units and some reductors and only had one heavy. And then I tried to fit a Lucant Prime Maxim list into it. I get a dwarf player the first round. I don't forget his name. He had Gorton. He made a small error where he placed the tactical Arcanist Court clouds in front of Gorton, but I still had a way I could walk over and get line of sight from my Prime Maxim to Gorton. And he's only defense 13. I boosted a hit, hit the first one, drug him in, and just punched him to death. So I've got a top two, turn two on that caster.
My second round was against JP the Great One, and he was playing E. Kane. E. Kane does not like getting shot by P. Denny in a shooting list.
Who does?
Wait, he didn't bring E. Haley?
No, he chose P. Kane against me and did not put the no knockdown on his caster, I believe.
Hey, we're only making fun of Georgians, Mississippians,
and JP.
I'll allow it.
The great comes
we
in
do
heavy quotations.
We do look to you, Clint, for what should be allowed.
I'm your moral compass.
You are the moral compass.
That's scary.
So second round,
and it points south.
Play against Akira, and he drops Butcher 3
again
for my first game. So in not counting the hardcore. In the six games I played over the course of the weekend, up to that point, I've gotten Butcher 3 for the fourth time.
So you really want to go back to Kador now, don't you?
Oh, if you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah.
So I put down my Axis list, and Axis actually has a really strong game against Butcher 3, which is kill both of his dogs on my feet turn, and then he's speed 3, so I'm not worrying about him. And I did what Axis does best. I ground him out. I kept resurrecting reciprocators and shoving them in Butcher's face while I score on zones and one on scenario.
So you finally got revenge on Butcher 3.
I finally got revenge on Butcher 3 against a person I played against Butcher 3 the day before. So nice. it was nice. I started feeling confident again after
a little bit of vindication.
Yeah, after having my nuts kicked all week, all weekend.
It's the only reason why you're allowed on this podcast.
Yeah.
And so for the third round of the 35, I got Max against Max Lamorin, Lemon, whatever.
Lemon,
the last
I think
name
it.
Lemon. Lemon.
Yeah, Max Lemon.
Max Lemon.
And he drops E. Gatsby, and I drop Gorshay 3. And at this point, I'm in a hurry to get out of there because I have a long drive and I've got people that have to work in the morning. So I go for a top of two spell assassination against the Gatsby. It doesn't work. Gatsby purges all over his unit's feats, and I get Gatsby 2 assassinated.
I played against a Xerxes player that had a unit of Incendiari, a unit of Citrati, and Tiberian. I dropped my Lucant list. It's kind of rough. That's a list that's pretty decently rough for me because he has an Agonizer that can hide behind medium base infantry to shut my focus allocation down, and he has Tiberian that I can't drag. So I'm in the same situation as Stuart. I'm like, I want to go home too. So I go for a long shot charge Lucant into a medium base infantry to try and get a spell assassination on the Agonizer so I can feed the Primaxium Focus and get back into the game. Ended up not working because I couldn't draw line of sight to the Agonizer, and I was within charge range of a...
You know you can check that first, right?
No, it was after I charged. Whether I charge on an angle, turn, then see if I go, okay, can I see you pass?
Okay, sorry.
That was the situation. So I'm like, okay, now I'm standing in front of a... I've already passed my feet, not feeded on Xerxes. I'm like, if I live, cool, I might actually win this game. If I don't, I get to go home. So win-win. So he feeded and charged me and killed me, and I dropped him from the tournament immediately afterwards.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
So we had three players in the Masters. Let's go, Carter, your first game in the Masters?
No, I want to hear what Jeff has to say.
Okay, Jeff, your first game in the Masters. Do you remember who you actually played against?
My first game in the Masters was against Stephen Mitchell. He dropped Striker 2, and I dropped my Harbinger list.
You dropped Fiora.
I'm sorry, Fiora. I apologize. Fiora list, which is the list. My other two lists, Krios 2 and Harbinger, stayed the same, but I added a Fiora list, which was a Bond Adjudicator, Avatar, Temple Flame Guard with UA, Choir, two Vassals, Tristan with a Redeemer, and I believe just a set of racks was it. Not a list that I would probably play in the future. It didn't go all that well, but I had everything going for me in that game. I had most of his dwarves on fire on top of turn two. I had Madeline Corbeau dead on the top of turn two. I had another Signar solo that helped Striker 2 with Assassination dead on the top of turn two from fire. And his infantry unit, which, forgive me, I don't know the name, Reach guys, don't have Electro Leap.
That's Silverline.
The Silverline Stormguard?
Yes. When they charged into my Temple Flame Guard, they failed their command check on 11, and I still managed to lose the game on control points.
Wow.
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, that went really well for me.
So, Dr. Tran, your first round?
I fought against Jesse Farmer with Butcher 3 versus...
For America.
For America.
That was a good game, by the way. I watched a lot of that one.
For Mother America. It was actually a very close game. I think the only thing that I failed to do was try to kill those Kiazi Eliminators. They kept passing their fear checks, and I couldn't just hit them. So they eventually got to my book. Once they killed the book, I had my Butcher could do what he wants now, but there were still points where I could assassinate him. I tried to do the assassination, and I failed. So that's pretty much what it came down to, and then he won by control points.
Who'd you drop?
Testament, first round.
I'd like to point out at this point, I don't think Troy dropped anybody but Testament the entire weekend in Divide and Conquer tournaments.
Second round of Masters. I had to.
Technically, you still could have dropped Testament as your
I should have.
We had to play Testament.
I should have.
I dropped my Edeni Body and Soul tier against Brian White.
Body.
Who I always end up finding in a tournament.
Body and Soul.
We played a little bit of List Chicken, and I dodged his Harbinger. He dropped his P-Sevy.
I'll drop my P-Sevy on you, baby.
And, that was a game where I just, for some reason, I just derp against that guy at a Masters tournament just constantly. And the Crucible, I forgot to pop my feet against him. And in this round, I ran a Drudge up to pull P-Sevy towards a 5-focus Death Jack, which would have probably just ended him. I feeded on P-Sevy, so defense 11 P-Sevy, who had nothing that could actually get to the Death Jack aside from P-Sevy the following turn if I failed to kill him. And I accidentally engaged him with his Colossal, so it turned the Hellmouth from anything but a double ones to a 6, and I missed it, which was glorious.
Rookie mistake, bro.
Yeah, it was. It
rookie
was
mistake.
And then I was kind of on tilt. I had feeded with Edeni on Sevi before I moved, so I could have moved out of his feet range and been just fine. Didn't do it. And next turn he runs the Arc Node, which I didn't catch in the feet, just runs up. He hits me with a Immolate, I believe it is. Does a bunch of damage. Has just enough focus to hit me with an Immolate. Unboosted attacker damage. He's a 9 to hit me. Lands a 9. Ends me right there. That was disappointing. But it was. I don't mind losing Brian White. He's a cool guy. So, and it's a habit. It's a tendency.
He's not a native Georgian, right?
I think he is. He's up there from Atlanta.
Cricket.
Was that a joke that I missed? That go over my head?
No, never mind.
All right.
All right, so Jeff, your second round. Now that we all lost the first round of Masters,
we're also like moralized. Yeah. We're demoralized.
Well, after a fairly long discussion about us deciding whether we're going or not, we decided to stay. And
well, Mayhew was undefeated at 35.
Yes, at the time. Which, yeah, you know, when he was 1-7 before the day
we
started.
We all knew what the next game was.
Yeah, we knew it was coming.
And we were all looking at best in faction awards, too.
We were. I dropped Krios 2 against Gristle's Meat Mountain, and that went well for me.
Did you get the meat or the gristle?
I was able to eat a little bit of both. Yeah, it was. It went well for me. It was a little bit of a different. I mean, most people, as Clint has mentioned and played, usually they'd have Mulg in the list with the Impaler. The guy that I played
with
against,
the Axer.
I think it was James was his name. He had a bomber and Impaler, and the bomber actually worked out, I thought, fairly well because he was throwing them specifically at the Bastions and boosting the damage roll on the first Bastion when he directly hit. So that's straight dice, three dice, and it was forcing me to have to pick if I just want to lose a Bastion instantly or just take a good chunk of damage on the unit. But again, it's part of the reason why I bring the Krios 2 tiers, because I can outlast and chew through that army.
Oh no, I lost 2 Weapon Masters. Still have like 40 more.
It was actually another game I got a good chance to, a lot of opportunity to watch, and that was a fun game. That was pretty cool.
I'm going to ask you later about how the Daughters did in that matchup.
Besides tying up the entire unit of champions on the far right flank of the game for probably 3 rounds, didn't do a whole lot of damage.
You feel actually a couple champions, just especially on the feet turn, just dealing 3 points of damage to stuff.
Yeah, poke,
your
poke,
feet
poke,
turn
poke,
or he,
poke,
his
mine.
Feet turn? Okay,
on mine. I think you also actually on his feet turn, I didn't damage a thing on purpose.
Okay, no battle damage or battle driven on the warriors.
Yeah. Just moved up stuff into position. My feet was the count. I was on the next turn, and on multiple occasions, I mean, he was just trying to jam the zone. On multiple occasions, I was leaving like one stone warden like left in the zone when I had killed everything else.
Stone warden.
Or what are the stone scribes? Warders.
Oh, stone scribes.
Yeah, stone scribes.
Wait. Warders? Big axes?
No.
No.
Okay. The guys with little stones.
Okay. Yes.
That boost armor and make you need continuous effects. You self-sack everybody.
All trolls self-sack.
Yeah, I'd kill like 2 or 3, and then he'd move 2 or 3 up closer so everybody's within 3 inches, and I'd kill 2 or 3, and it'd be a pain in the ass.
Cool.
Oh, Dr. Train, your second game?
My second game was against Fist of Halak guy.
Oh, okay.
Joe.
Fist of Halak versus
Joe.
Resnick's Knocking on Heaven's Door, tier 3. Actually, the shooting was doing pretty well. I was killing a bunch of his units here and there. He moved into the zone, and he put Xerxes behind a wall, and that was pretty much it. He was in range of all my guns, so I'm like, try to go for the assassination, move up Resnick, pop my feet, no focus on him, fury on him, and just shoot. Since he was behind the wall, and I learned that Tiberian has a shield guard. So,
yes!
Nice.
That was a
no Reckoner shot.
So the Reckoner did not get flare on him. I managed to get him down to 11 damage using the Vanquisher and the Sunburst. Then both of my Vessels of Judgment missed their boosted shots, and then eventually I proceeded to lose.
Fair enough. Carter, second round.
My second round, I believe the guy's name was Jesse. He was the other Crick's player in Masters. And he dropped E-Gaspy, which is probably a good choice, because E-Gaspy actually makes Krix pretty mad with the Caustic Mist Clouds and Excarnate Vile Thrall, because Krix usually has living models here and there. So I just had to drop P-Denny, because I knew it was a good E-Gaspy drop. And I don't know, I guess, he was also told me before he played that he was on drugs, not like illicit drugs. He was like, yeah, I'm on like Oxy or something. I'm not going to make the best choices here. So I was like, all right, man, it's cool. And he kind of moved just E-Gaspy up, spent all his focus, and I got an Arcanode up to him, dropped him, parasited him, had all the Nissen in range at dice minus 2, I think, and it just took 2 shots to kill him. I just rolled bonkers on damage.
So at this point, we're getting to the...
Why can't I ever find high people to play against?
Yeah, right.
I need some easy games.
You know what? That's a good plan. Like, you lose the first round of Masters, just enjoy the rest of it.
Just enjoy the ride.
What's Masters?
Oh, yeah. One day you might find out.
I've driven to Masters before.
You have driven to Masters.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can watch.
I think the Masters is a, I think the Masters is a golf tournament, maybe.
It is. It is. I probably have a better chance of playing than that.
You might have a better shot at Masters of Golf.
So, by the time you guys were finishing the second round is the time that me and Stuart were promptly losing in the 35 point. At that point, well, before we actually got to that round, we need to discuss the raffle that they had.
Oh yeah, that was a good raffle.
So it was an excellent raffle. So what they had for raffle, they had dice, they had Muse Store bucks, which thanks for Muse on Minis, not only for hosting our podcast but also providing them a bunch of stuff, as well as for
shameless
each,
plug.
Yeah, well, free hosting,
absolutely.
Free Muse on Minis,
absolutely.
Everybody,
yay!
I took one of the $10 gift cards too.
Took one of the $10.
That was a good choice.
So they had a full Mechanica Studios tray that went to one person for each of the steamrollers that they were playing, and I won one of them.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah, you bastard.
Yes.
I bought a Mechanica Studios tray to bring up to this tournament, and Mayhew wins one. I'm like, oh, I just dropped like $155.
Well, after as many losses as I've had.
That's true. He deserved it.
If anybody deserved a pity prize, it was you.
You got a fancy poster.
Yeah, the raffle was coming around, and they had a bunch of prizes. I mean, they probably handed out 40 different, or 30 or so, somewhere between 30 and 40 prizes. So the raffle was winding down, people were taking all the cool stuff, and they had two signed posters. I was like, oh, come on, call my name. And eventually I got it, and I got a really cool Cephalix poster that was signed by all the War Machine guys. So that was pretty nice. Private Press guys.
Like, oh, okay, never mind.
Did anybody else get anything raffle?
I got some of the actual readable Q Workshop dice.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That is to believe.
Rare and precious thing is the Holy Grail
Q Workshop. That exists.
You better use those.
I've actually rolled pretty poorly, but
your previous ones no one can read, so we can't tell if it's poor or not.
So since none of us were really in the running for anything outside of that, well, we all decide to head on out.
Yep. You got Best in Faction, Mayhew?
I got Best in Faction, but I passed along the dice bag to the other Matthew that was playing.
I'll say their Best in Faction prize is pretty cool. They had like dice bags with the custom faction logos on it.
Did the other guy go winless?
No, I think he picked up a couple wins.
I think he picked up a couple wins at 35. I know that by the time I was playing him in the Lucan battle, we were actually playing for it, because I didn't count hardcore. So we were actually playing for Best in Faction. And I think I picked up one more win in 35 point. So, but I don't really use dice bags, so I'm like, you know what, take it. I'm cool with it.
I think it was a strength of schedule. Me and Stuart were tied for Best in Faction in Cricks, and I picked up a total of 3 control points all weekend. So that was the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I ended up with Best in Faction Cricks, so got the pretty cool dice bag.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, I use a tackle box now anyway, so it wasn't that big of a deal, but.
Yeah. You only had 3 control points the whole weekend?
Yeah, I was just trying to kill people.
To be fair,
I
only had like 7 or 8.
I had like 15.
Yeah, I was straight up.
That is why you fail.
People all weekend.
You went for wrong victory condition.
And we left, but I believe the final was...
when we left, they were only starting the third round of Masters. Yeah. So.
As a side note, this is why I don't personally like
like 3:30?
Yeah.
It was like 4 or something.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That the Death Clock tournaments last forever.
That was my favorite part. Yeah, everybody at the tournament that were great opponents. I really appreciate the judging that went on, but the tournaments did kind of drag on.
That's just Death Clock. So it's going to take
Death
time.
Clock doesn't help.
And you got to be on top of the rounds as a coordinator.
But we did get a lot of cool swag. I mean, Mahu got the cool Mechanica Studios tray. Everybody that went got a wall template, like a... Oh, everybody but Dr. Tran.
Oh, that stinks.
We all got like zone markers.
Yeah.
Were they real? Were they real wall templates? Yeah, but they were the
like
0.75s or the ones?
Well, they actually weren't. They're not the right size.
Are they 0.75s or are they 1 inches?
No, they're right around
0.75s.
I mean, they're pretty close.
Because I think in the book it's 0.75.
I believe so.
So I think it's right.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty much right. They're pretty close.
I think. I mean,
and then we got these cool zone markers. 12
someone
zone
post
markers.
On something.
Okay, Dr. Train,
I forgot my zone marker, but I'm not crying about it.
Whatevs.
So, prize support was really good at this tournament.
It was a really cool con. I mean, it was out of Gigabyte, so it wasn't like in a fancy hotel or anything. And it had
which probably saved them a bunch of money, which means they got way more swag for you guys.
Right. And
that might be the case.
So I mean, I'm glad I went, especially it was a long weekend.
It was a fun weekend. I mean, it did not have like a big convention feel like a Gen Con or a Def Con or even a Crucible, where they rent out the whole hotel room. But I think you got the same experience as far as gameplay goes as you would at just about any convention, because those Atlanta guys are just phenomenal players. There's guys there that go routinely win the national circuit tournaments, so you're going to get high-level War Machine play.
Yeah, I greatly appreciated it. And shout-out to all the people in Atlanta, all the Atlanta metas.
And the North awesome Carolina players. Guys, too.
Shout-out to Hot Atlanta.
Yeah. Props to...
And Shaquarius, who probably lives somewhere close
Dakota,
to there.
And the guy from North Dakota, who came down from North Dakota to play in the GigaCon.
If you played any of us, I'm grateful that you played the game. I'm pretty sure you also got... I did not have one shitty person.
I hope I didn't piss you off too much.
Yes.
I'm sorry if I don't remember who you were.
In a big red...
Did you wear your sunglasses the whole time?
I did not wear my sunglasses.
And how is anybody supposed to tell who you are?
I know, right? Can't tell. I'm a douchebag without my sunglasses.
Thanks to David Kelly and the other people who were running GigaCon and the Gigabytes Cafe for hosting it. I mean, it was a War Machine Weekend qualifier right around the corner, essentially. And we don't get out much, so... So we start heading back. I believe that the finals I saw online was Stephen Mitchell versus Brian White. So just give a quick shout out to Brian White for winning GigaCon this year.
Who won the Masters and also got the Hardcore.
Yeah. So good job on him. We got back. We got back at a decent time because we left at a decent time, all of us. So does anybody else have anything they want to say about GigaCon?
Woohoo! They have a great selection of Dark Age models.
They do.
Oh, they did have a selection of Dark Age models.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go in a little rant here.
I knew this was going to happen. Yes.
Welcome to the bonus podcast.
Yes,
the Dark Age podcast.
I love Dark Age. I like all sorts of skirmish games, but Dark Age is fantastic. And I played in the Dark Age Immortal tournament, where if you win that, you actually get a model. They make a model out of you. I did not win the tournament, but I painted up a really nice army, and I blogged about it. And the Dark Age people were nice enough to give me my own model. So I got to submit what I wanted as far as a character in the Dark Age universe. And I just happened to run into the lead designer of Dark Age at GigaCon.
Who's an awesome guy, by the way.
Yeah, Mr. Black.
We've seen at GigaCon twice now.
He's a phenomenal guy.
Who is it?
Mr. Black. I don't know if he's...
That's his name on the forum and what he's known as.
I don't know his actual name. He goes by Mr. Black.
So he was in Reservoir Dogs.
No, he's not a War Machine guy. Oh, okay. I guess he just lives in Atlanta, so that happened to be his main game store. And he's like, oh yeah, I got something to show you, random John Carter that just happened to show up here. And he shows me concept art from my own model. So that was cool. I just had to brag about that.
Isn't your model, the faction you play is from Mars, right?
Yes, my faction is.
And your name is John Carter.
Yes.
There's going to be some trademark issues there.
I was disgusted, actually.
Disney come
Do you know
gonna come
what
get
faction
you.
John Carter
he
will
is
be?
Going to, John Carter, I don't know if they're actually naming it that because of the trademark issue that might arise.
Disney doesn't have
it. He's going to be a bounty hunter. And he said he's coming out in February.
Ooh, how about John Cottesan?
They could you drop the H and change the C to a K and they'll be fine.
There you go. Well, I told my form avatar.
I tried to sound that out in my head.
One
and I was like, wait, it's the same.
Clank, so you might be able to do something with that. Anyway, that was my little sidebar rant. GigaCon was awesome. Got to do that. Got to play cool games, cool opponents.
Okay, if nobody has anything else, thank you for listening to this bonus episode of Enter the Crucible. We will be returning to our regular schedule next week.
Woo!
Go peace heavy.